Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, February 17th, and you're listening to the big call. I hope everybody had a wonderful President's Day weekend, and now we're ready to move on and get everything rolling through the end of the month. So let's do that. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another great teaching from God's Word. And before we get started on even praying the call in, just to let you know, Bob is at a mastermind conference this week, which started Monday for him, Monday through Friday. And so he might be able to break away from dinner to join us at around 9:30 Eastern. If not, I'll just do a small version of his segment and then go from there. But hopefully he'll be able to break away and join us. If not, it's just the Sue and Bruce call tonight. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there. All right, let's pray the call in. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that we have, everything that we're about to receive, and the fact that we're to be good stewards of all that we have, because everything that we have comes from above. Thank you for blessing your people. Thank you for everything that we have right now and what we're going to have in the very near future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time, and Bob will have to listen to the replay to catch your teaching. But we've really enjoyed the fact that you've provided those and spent the time that you have to get us something really, really good for us all to be encouraged and enlightened.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And I can't wait to comment on this because I just got a piece of insight/research on the importance of this.
All right.
What are you thinking about? I'm asking you to pay attention to what you're thinking about. You're drawing in what you're constantly dwelling on. Your thoughts are running your life. Is what you're thinking about what you want? Are you thinking weak, defeated, paranoid, or suspicious thoughts? I can't do it thoughts? Or are you thinking power thoughts, such as, I am well able, God is fighting my battles, something good is coming into my future, great people are coming together to change the world? Don't be like the 10 spies and the 80% who are negative. Stand out in the crowd. Be a Joshua, be a Caleb, and think victory thoughts. If you do this, and I believe and declare like Joshua and Caleb, you're going to make it into promised land. You're going to see God show out in your life, like with Mephibosheth, Mephibosheth. Everything you've lost, God is about to restore. The health, the finances, and the dreams are going to come looking for you. When you do this and you apply a fresh new attitude, studies show that your attitude will have a greater impact on your success in life than your IQ. You can be extremely talented and have incredible potential, but a bad attitude will keep you from rising higher. We spend so much time and money making sure our outside looks good, eating healthy, working out, wearing the latest fashion. That's all fine. But too often, we're not spending any time on what's inside. Nice clothes won't cover up a sour attitude. A beautiful face can't hide being bitter inside. And people that are stooped and noticing the negative, commenting on suspicion, and focusing on worst-case scenarios, imagine where they are headed. So this week, this month, this year, this decade, focus on what you're thinking, how you're thinking, and is it designed for where you're going? That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was really good. You had me going on Mishivachev, because that is a hard name to say. And I was trying to remember. Okay, really? Mishivachev. Where was that? I remember who that was now I think about it. But the teaching was really good, Sue, in terms of, you know, thinking and thoughts and what we say. I think we can take this teaching and go through it in our minds and say, yes, what are we thinking about? And are we thinking the thoughts that we want to think? And when we have a thought that comes up that might be negative or says, I can't, or I don't know if I can, or whatever it is, a thought like that, we cast it out. You say, well, no, that's not a power thought. And I think most of us understand that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that that's a really good scripture. Hold on,
Bruce?
1 second, Sue.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
I was going to say.
Hold on. I'm going to take this real quick, see what it is. Hold on.
Okay. So hang in tight, everybody. It's fun. It's fun thinking about all of you sitting in your living room,
okay,
bedroom. Okay?
All right, I'm back, yeah.
Okay.
So here's the deal. We've got thoughts that come into our mind, and we can either receive them and act on them, store them, or delete them. And sometimes I think it's best just to control your thoughts. In other words, when you see yourself going off in a certain direction, when you're thinking about something, just say, hold on, hold on, wait a minute. Maybe that's not a direction I want to be thinking about. Maybe that's not where I want to go in this thing. Maybe I want to just stifle that and not let that, and not entertain those thoughts. Because a lot of times what we think, you know, we're coming from our heart. We have these thoughts that come out, and then if we actualize them and say those things, then we create a living, breathing thing with our thoughts. Because our words, you know, say things. That's like when we pray, we speak things into existence. We're telling God what it is we want or we want to happen. And that's how he said to pray, you know, speak to the mountain, meaning kingdom. And that's, in that context, the mountain is a kingdom. You know, speak to the mountain. In other words, say what it is you want to happen. And if it's in alignment with God's word, it'll happen for you. It's really important for us to be careful what we think and how we think about other people. You know, when we see other people, and maybe we're judgmental, and we need to back off on that and say, oh, I'm thinking wrong thoughts about this person. I need to realize I'm not the judge of that person. God's the judge, not me, and let it go. You know, it's just being positive, and power thoughts are a great concept, Sue. To have those thoughts and to think about things like God wants us to think about things is very important, and I think we can really all benefit from this, especially as we do a restart with our new lives. That's how I'm looking at this RV as a restart for us, you know, a Bruce 2.0 or whatever, a Sue 2.0, and it's just a restart, and then post-med bed, you know, it's even more so. So it's going to be important how we interact with people, how we speak, how we smile. And maybe fashion will be important. I'm not a real fashion hound, but I hope to have some nice clothes. But I know Sue likes good fashion, and she's more of a fashion person than I will ever be. So I don't know, Sue. I think that's what I got out of the teaching so far. Maybe we can comment on it after you say what you were going to say about it.
Thank you, Bruce. Something was happening to me as I was reading it, and I really like what you brought up in terms of, you know, being aware of our thoughts. And so this is where I'm going to go. As I was reading it, I was very aware of kind of focusing on the individual. Like it's like focusing on your internal responsibility to be paying attention to the quality of thoughts that are not only in you, but are also around you. And how that's going to really change. It's a reset for us personally, but it's also, which is what we do in the pod, the leadership training, we're all going to have to get better at not reacting to feedback and being able to listen to somebody if they give you feedback and stay regulated and clear and hear about somebody else's experience. So power thoughts, and this is the science that I was going to bring up. There's some research that's floating around recently in the past couple of weeks. They're saying that, and it's from the neuroscience end, which is neuroscience and spiritual science are kind of getting married. And it says that there's all sorts of intelligences, but the number one most rare intelligence is called metacognition. And I know the pod is having a good time with that because we talk about it a lot. So that's the person that, let's say they're getting feedback. They're noticing what's happening in their body. They're regulating and just like being there with somebody else and regulating what their experience is. And they're saying to themselves inside, wow, this is an interesting experience. I'm being told this. And I'm just going to be available for this other person and acknowledge what they're saying. And that's called metacognition. When you can be, just like you were saying, Bruce, in loving connection, because connection is going to get really, really important. Our relationship, not only to ourselves, but in a way that creates healthy connection, not exploitive, not distractive, healthy connection. And so power thoughts is going to be about how do I focus on the heart of God that I'm expressing and that this person is also expressing and move into the highest state of connection that I can be in. This is going to be very, very, very important as things start speeding up, truth starts coming out, to move into a metacognitive, which means what am I noticing? What am I feeling in my body? And what thoughts am I feeling? Like, do I want to run away right now? Or can I stay present in connection and let God, like you were saying, Bruce, not go into judgment of myself or the person and just stay in connection with what they're expressing? You know, that is metacognition. That is being touted as the most rare intelligence on the planet today, according to a lot of different neuroscientists. So I love what you said, and I think it's really important. I think we're going to a new level in how we're using power thoughts, ones that aren't just, like you said, aren't just located in our bodies, but have the intent to be respectful and connect. And so that's
good. I like that. That's good, Sue. I think that was a cool summary that you made on that. And I like the introduction of metacognition into that, and that's really good. I'm glad the pod is up to speed on that, too. That's good. So at this point, Sue,
mm-hmm.
we talked about that, and we always go from now without Bob tonight. We have to move on to prayer and praise. And let's see
yep.
if we have any prayer requests, and let's see what we need to do about them.
I love the fact that I push forward. I'll do it, half an hour before, and then it comes up, and I push forward these emails, and I never open them, so they're a fun surprise. So this, you'll like this one. And this
okay.
is from our Pastor Scott. Tonight's word is for Sue, Bob, and Bruce, for their continuous teaching, leading, training us for a team of world changers. I think in 2 Kings, there's a story about preparation. The people of the land needed rain desperately. Don't quote me, but I think I remember the prophet told the people to go dig ditches to hold the upcoming rain.
Right.
The analogy here is our great leaders of the Big Hall have been helping us to prepare for the rain by leading us to dig ditches through their leadership, teaching, etc. Let's get ready. It's about to rain. Let's keep digging. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. Thank you, Pastor
thank you.
Scott.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you, Sue, for reading that. Yeah, Pastor Scott, I remember that story about digging the ditches, and they thought, what in the world are we digging all these ditches for? Because they didn't expect it to rain, but it did, and it filled those ditches, and the water is just so symbolic as a blessing, Sue. You know, when the rain falls, and the rain falls on the just and the unjust, you know, God's blessing those that are His and those that are not His. So thank you, Pastor
yeah.
Scott, for that.
And now we're getting a prayer request from Samin. And let me see how I'm going to say this. We're going to be focusing on the prayer request, Samin, for many different reasons. And that's all I choose to say. So I'm going to say, Bruce, I've been listening for 17 years now. You keep saying DOGE, Social Security, or R&R is coming, and she wants a prayer because she's in dire need, and she says, His word says we have not because we ask not. I'm asking for you to pray for me. So we're going to do a double prayer for you, Celine, and what this prayer is going to do for you, I'm going to do a part, and then Bruce is going to do a part. Christ in you knows how to turn this situation around. And so many people on the Big Call have been in the situation that you're in, and you have no idea that it could be like a breath away. So I'm going to ask everybody, and this is kind of cool, new science. I've had you put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart and get ready, because when you put your hand on your heart and you shut your eyes, your nervous system goes to safety. So, Celine, I'm going to ask you to do this too. Your nervous system connects to your heart. Just notice that. And to the feeling of safety and love. And we're going to see that everyone on the Big Call is praying for you and surrounding you and your son. And we're seeing that the influx of solutions, miracles, every resource and support you need, the idea to reach out to somebody, a friend, a person, the idea to whatever it takes, is going to come into your mind and heart tonight, and you're going to wake up with the idea of what you need to do to let God's provision be inside of you and to meet you. So I want you to feel God's incredible agency moving through you, Christ moving through you. And I want you to feel that when you go to sleep tonight, putting your hand on your heart, say, I know how loved I am. I know the resources are flooding to me. I know how provided I am. And I want you to go to sleep as if everything was well. And we're seeing you surrounded in a 24/7 column, a magnetic column that attracts everything you need, so that it's so brilliant, it's so strong, it's such a powerful call that you're going to be amazed when you wake up in the morning and you stand keeping your body and your feeling, I know what to do with every breath I take. We see you healed, we see you provided for, and we give thanks in Jesus' name and say amen. And amen.
Amen. And amen.
Bruce?
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, Celine, I'm familiar with your situation. Like Sue said, you're in a situation with a lot of other people that have listened to the Big Call, and we've been on the Big Call. We're in our 15th year, so maybe you listened to something else for a couple of years before we got started, but we're in our 15th year of the Big Call. So thank you for being a faithful listener. And in your situation, like Sue said, we believe in a God that provides. You know, Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider, is creating solutions for you and has a solution for you. So we have to allow you to move forward, like Sue said, believing after a good night's sleep tonight that every thought you have is one that will take you exactly where you need to be until everything comes through for you. Now, to answer your question about the Doge and R&R and that type of thing, yes, and I'm going to cover some of this in the intel portion of the call tonight, but just for you, the latest, and I checked this after I heard about your prayer request, we're looking at receiving the somewhere between 2 and 5,000, we don't know what it is, between 2 and 5,000 a month as, and that is going to be a tariff dividend payment, should be starting. That's supposed to go for 12 to 13 months straight, and that's supposed to be starting before the end of this month. Today's, what, the 17th? So we have another 11 days to go, or I guess 10 days to go if you start tomorrow, before we hit the end of the month. So we should have that, as well as a lump sum type payment. If you're older, it'll be larger. If you're younger, over 18, it'll be smaller, but it'll also be a lump sum payment. That is where they're calling it Doge. It's not quite Doge, but it's money that was taken from us that we will be receiving again. That is supposed to happen before the end of this month. So if you can find yourself in a situation where you can take care of yourself temporarily for a couple of weeks, I think you'll be just fine. All right? And so that's my prayer, Lord God, is for Celine to be blessed, for her to have prosperity come into her life, that she would have the right job that she needs, that everything comes through for her in her way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So thank you, Sue, for that opportunity to pray.
You're welcome, Bruce. And so here's the next from Arginia. God is good every day, all the time.
Yeah.
The Bible verse, every good and perfect gift is from above, James 1:17. God is the source of all goodness. Every good, perfect, or generous gift originates from God, and we're especially thankful and grateful for that and for the following. For the Big Call platform, all the wonderful readers and millions of listeners, for all the praise, prayers, prayer requests, teachings, information, health updates, testimonies, and intel. for being part of this RV blessing. Med beds for Lent, 40 days to focus more on daily gratitude, kindness, mindful prayer, performing more acts of service, almsgiving, and fasting, which is a discomfort to thank God for his provision. Today, we pray for everyone's health, faith, and finances. World peace, RV blessing to come to fruition, and especially the med beds to be available very soon. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Jeremiah 17:14. Let your faith be bigger than your fear. Faith is the road. Hope is the victory. Unknown. Wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe week. Stay strong in faith. Spring forward. Clocks change at 2 a.m. on Sunday, March 8th. Set your clocks forward 1 hour, effectively losing an hour of sleep, but gaining more evening daylight. The first day of spring is March 20th. It's feeling like spring already. Question, are we still on track to the 800 number by the end of the month? In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie.
I know.
That was good. I love the way, Sue, that Jeannie sticks in that. Are we still on track for the 800 number?
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah. That was good. Little slip in there, Jeannie.
Well, she does reciprocal relationship. It's not all about giving. It's also about like, okay, so this is my need. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's a good question. And yes, the answer is yes. And I have an update that I'll give you in the Intel segment specific to the timing of this, okay? It's really, really okay. Important. And you know we're getting close. We've got 2 weeks left. By before the end of the month. Well, less than that. What did I say? 10 days before we hit the end of the month. So, yes, we are going to make it. According to the information that I have, and I'm only telling you guys what I'm hearing as of today, as of this evening. So I'll lay it all out in the Intel segment. I'm trying to think if there was anything else I was just going to mention, Sue. Anyway, I don't think so.
Okay.
So that was a good one, and that was a good mention that you gave us, Jeannie. Thank you for that. So I'll cover that. Sue, I don't know if you have anything specific that you want to talk about, but I want to hear what you have to say, and let us know if there's anything we need to participate in. Let us know. Otherwise, I'm just looking forward to what it is you have to bring.
What I'm going to bring to this circle here, the expanding circle of all the people that are listening to the big call and getting ready to change the world. Thank you, Pastor Scott. So anytime you come to my segment, but it's really what the big call's mission is. This is not about the same old world. I mean, you got into this to probably ease your financial burden, and then you learned that you could have your heart's desire for a healed world come true. So think of this as walking out of your old perception. And what I've been very privileged to do is get people ready with developing their projects. And we did about 30,000 different projects and world-class presentations. Hello, my world-class people. Remember those days? And so everybody's got their project. And then we moved into what kind of thinking, behavior, leadership skills, capabilities, and how are you going to move? What rhythm are you going to be in? How are you going to design your best life and your best leadership? But here's what I want you to understand. The world that you've been living in up until this goes, the circumstances, the people around you, the decisions, the post-med bed reality, a quantum world, a quantum financial system, and everyone around you being made aware that they're very wealthy, that there's been a lot going on in the world that they didn't know about, you're going to be navigating that. You're going to be moving in a world that has never had that much change all at once. That's what we do when we give our classes. And I have a class to slightly introduce, depending on Bruce's intel. I'll be announcing it on Thursday night, and I have a new offering that I'm going to offer tonight. So that's your layout. I love the way you do that.
Okay, good.
So never dull moment. Always keeping it fresh over here. So I'm just going to read a couple of really amazing testimonials that came in, and I think you'll really like this. Good morning, Sue. Now, just imagine, everybody. Here's what I want you to imagine. You're sitting in your bedroom, your living room, your kitchen. You're listening to this call. You're maybe driving tomorrow. And maybe you've gotten designing your best future, or maybe you need something new. But this is typical of what people say about our classes, because they're designed not to be. You can be watching podcasts about where the RV is going. You can be doing all these things. But is anybody showing you how to design how you want to feel, how you need to act, what you need to question, what you need to think to make the most effective decisions? So here's this woman's response. Good morning, Sue. There are no words to express my appreciation to you for these classes. You've saved me a lot of time and frustration in my future as I navigate through the RV process. I finished the last set of four classes and would like to order the next, or whatever you can think of that I should absorb next. Praying for us all, Helen. That's one. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
This is another one. Right, see, here we go. I finally figured it out. I love the idea of integrating the identity in Christ's strategic energy. It's powerful. I would have been a total disaster going into the Redemption Center without this class. I would have been a total disaster. Blessings, David Neff. So what we do, and I have one more, what we do is we train so that, just think for a second, how is your nervous system feeling? Are you relaxed? Are you calm? Do you feel like Christ in you is making you abundant? Are you clear? Do you have good heart feelings for the people around you? What we do is we take you through a meditation that gets it into your nervous system so you can relax, let go, trust God, and move as your future self in Christ. And then we give you strategies and architecture and take you so you understand what's being built out there. Listen for Thursday night if we're there. Very important. Big time into research and what's emerging and making sure that people have the strategies and the vision to move into this new world and not waste their energy and their time sort of repeating the past. That's our primary focus. We need new ways of doing things that are proven to be effective so nobody crashes and burns from doing the wrong things or too much. And we have one more. Hi, Sue. I didn't get a chance to write to you in time for last Tuesday's big call. I just wanted to reiterate on my experience I've had since becoming a family member of the awesome cosmic podsters. I notice how my mind is getting quieter while I'm feeling much stronger, more secure through my nervous system. My son even asked me if I'm all right a couple of times. He said, "You're so quiet." I responded by saying, "I've been meditating," which he graciously accepted. I've been meditating, focusing more and more before bedtime and upon waking up in the morning. I feel more rested and focused. I like that. It's amazing. I go to bed with it and sometimes let it play while I sleep. I feel much lighter, calmer, and planted. Strange, but true and fun, and it's about time. Thank you for your leadership and sharing your God-given gift among us. Heartfelt and blessed, Pat. So, watching your thoughts and then getting it into your nervous system so that you can be not the you that has been trained by survival. Most people are walking around with the version of themselves that their parents created, kind of a funky schooling system, definitely a funky society. And most people are overdriven, stressed out, overfunctioning, overcompensating. They're just doing a lot of things they don't need to be doing. And here's where we're going to offer something as a panacea, but something that's very, very powerful. One of the biggest shifts everybody's going to need to make is how to get the people around you, your team, so that it's a team of collaborating, sovereign, healthy. And so you feel energized and you feel confident about the people that are helping you with your real estate, helping you with your legal things, helping you hire your people. The most important thing you can do is learn how to build your sovereign nervous system and your sovereign teams. Sovereign nervous system and sovereign teams. So for people that have, I've got to go to my artwork. So for people that have been struggling, or maybe they're like, I want something new besides designing your best future, we're going to offer you the same cost, two classes, called Not a Class 4, Building the New Teams in a Sovereign World, based on sovereign relationships. So here's how you can ask yourself, do I really need this? Here's what's about to happen. Do your homework yourself. I mean, you can go out and watch stuff on the RV, and you can be looking at all this stuff that's happening politically. What is that doing for you? That's not building you and getting you ready at all. That's a distraction on how you need to be ready to move through this when this occurs. You've got to have the language. You've got to have your rhythm. You've got to know yourself. You've got to know how you learn. And what we do is that's why it's called Not a Class. We're not just throwing information at you. We're helping you to embody capability as a founder. So what does that mean? It means in this class, you're going to learn how to assess and judge your ideal collaborators. And there are new books that are coming out in the spring, and it's all about how we have all these, there's going to be all these new tools for planetary scale, but very few people who know how to move out of information overload, know how to lead with clarity, and know how to pick the ideal collaborative team. So here's the thing. You've got your Zen. You're going to have your house. You got to get your family underway. And then you've got to be able to walk into a room, because this is no joke. I mean, this is the stuff we don't talk about. It's like all fun. But the no joke part is God is counting on us. God is counting on us. So if you're not out there learning, and it's a tough call. I feel very blessed to be bringing this because it's very pure. It's a tough call because where are you going to go? Are you going to go into the corporate world to get this stuff? This is being borrowed from best practices in nonprofit, neuroscience, Christ-based faith, all of that. But it's going to allow you to internalize what matters most that is scientifically proven to work so that you make better decisions. And so nothing kicks, it's designed to prevent your stress, and it's designed to help you pick your team and feel like, oh, I've already got the best team. I want you to be thinking when you leave this class, I'm walking with my ideal team members. I know what I need to have. I know how they need to perform. That's what you're going to get in this class. Most people don't think about it. They just go, oh, I'm just going to pick somebody. Oh, they're going to be my friend. Or, oh, no. You've got to find the people that are capable of actually doing what you need them to do. And then you need to do it with God's heart. So if you're interested, all you need to do is just write new teams, and send an email to us. It's $100 for two classes. That once you finish listening to this, there's no way that your mind is going to be the same. It's going to be like, okay, I've got the gist of what I got to get into my teams. I've got the DNA. And so send an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds at hushmail.com, and just put new teams and just say, here's my name, here's my telephone number, I do or I do not have PayPal. And Bruce, all you need to stress at the end of the segment is new teams. So you don't stress and you don't bog down your project without having the right people on it. That's the purpose. That's the feature and benefit. Too long going for your old sales stuff. The feature and benefit of this class. And then for the pod people, and you know who you are, I'm going to be sending out an email tomorrow afternoon, and we'll be announcing our new class. But if you want to, we got a cool, I guess I'm going to read it. Our new class is going to be scheduled for the 24th and the 26th of next week. 24th, that's Tuesday and Thursday of next week. So maybe people are, you know, circling their pods and doing that. And you'll see what the title is going to be, but it is radical for people that are going to be, well, no matter what anybody's designing, Bruce, it's going to affect the planetary, anything you're doing, whether it's a small-scale project or really large planetary-scale project, I'm going to be bringing in, and I might hint at it on Thursday, some amazing things that are happening that you want to prevent. And this class is going to show you how to do that. Let me just pull up It's pretty cool. It's kind of a fast track of moving away from chaos. So if you want a fast track moving away from chaos, okay, here we go. Yep.
Did you want to start that class on a Tuesday and a Thursday?
Yes, I have to because I have some other things going on. Yep, I'm doing it Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I know it's different.
Sure.
I just want you to hear the tone of the people that come to these classes that you can absorb. Hi, guys and gals, better known as wonderful pod friends. Let's see, and I'm just going to say, hope you are all doing really well. I miss you. So here's this question. I'm looking for serious replies about trust. And he's saying that he met with three attorneys and all three have discouraged me from setting up trust, explaining they won't help me. Explain how the trust needs to be set up. Please be specific. So I can understand the purpose and how best to explain it to the attorney so they can help me set it up. Can I just give my little 2 cents and then you can correct it, Bruce?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. So we're not exactly sure about where and when common law are going to come out. Bruce and I both had a trust set up. From what I understand, we're going to hand it over to Bruce so he can correct it. But from what I understand, this is another Bruce. When you go in, you're going to have 30 days to set up an actual trust, and you will have attorneys that are recommended to you specifically because you're at the Redemption Center and they know you have to have a trust to help you to do this. So I'll let Bruce describe to you.
Okay.
What is the strategy for doing it pre going into the Redemption Center? What to ask for, but know that they don't expect you. You're not looking like you're falling behind. They don't expect you to have it. It's not like mandatory. And that if you want, and you're going to be post-redemption, you can have an attorney then. It depends on what Bruce says, if you want to get involved in that. And sometimes it's good to have it. I'll let Bruce refine that from there. But you will have access to attorneys, and you can do a skeleton trust. In the meantime, when you go in, they'll just put it in like a skeleton or temporary trust, and you'll have about 30 days to get it finalized, completed, and actually formed. So that's my 2 cents worth.
All right, Sue, let me get a little bit into this. The idea of having a trust, because this is especially for ZIM holders, but everybody really that has a decent amount of currency, it's going to create a windfall. It's going to create a lot of liquidity. So what they want you to do, especially ZIM holders, because the denominations are very high, as you guys know, if you're a ZIM holder, you're going to get a lot out of that. So what they want is they want something where you have a trust with trustees and beneficiaries, which you can be the grantor and the trustee, one of the trustees. And in case something happens to you, they want to know that your money is protected in the trust and that future, something happens to you, a future trustees could be assigned by you and beneficiaries, and secondary beneficiaries could be set up by you. So in other words, so that you have all that laid out, they don't want something to happen to you, but in case it does, after you exchange and come out of the Redemption Center, if something were to happen in a short period of time, they would want to know that your funds would go toward the projects and the desires that you had. That's why, and this, it's something that I did and Sue did, and we've got these documents ready to go, and we're bringing them into the Redemption Center so that we can put our account, our quantum account, I don't know if it'll be in the name of the trust or not, but we'll have the trust name, and then we'll have either the trust name for the bank accounts, or we'll use the LLC names if you're using an LLC for your bank accounts. But it'll all be under the umbrella of the master trust. Okay? It'll all be covered underneath that trust. Now, Sue, I don't know anything about, I know what a skeleton trust is, but I'm not suggesting that people do that necessarily, or that they're going to get one at the Redemption Center. That's something that's years old, and I don't know if that's still the case. But I know
that not that they're going to get one. They're going to have 30 days. I've talked to a friend about this.
But that's not a skeleton trust. That's a real trust, not a skeleton. Skeleton, I throw that idea out. I'm saying in 30 days they want you to have your trust done, which doesn't take very long to do, but that gives you a little time to find the attorney or ask them for a trust attorney. If you don't have one, if you don't have an estate planning attorney or a trust attorney, you want to find one that you can work with and get that done within a month after the exchange. I mean, they'd love to have it if everybody had one coming in. Great. But we know not everybody has a trust or could even afford to have a trust done sometimes. So it's not, like Sue said, it's not a make or break deal. It's just that if you have it, bring the trust documents with you, and that way they'll say, okay, I see this is a legitimate trust and blah, blah, blah. And then you can work with your attorney after the exchange. Sue, what's
that? What can you say that he said he's been to three attorneys. I'm trying to imagine what they could be saying, like you don't need a trust. And I think it might be hard because he can't explain why,
exactly why he needs this
to the attorneys. Right.
Well,
so
all right. Here's what I would say. We don't know which three attorneys he went to, Sue, whether they're attorneys that even did trust, okay, or that did, end-of-life things or whatever. I mean, you need an estate planning attorney, somebody to help you plan your estate. And I would recommend that
you do
helpful.
It. That's helpful. Yeah, that's helpful.
What he's done with the three attorneys, we don't know, but it's probably exactly like you said. He probably didn't want to say why he needed it, but he does. And I'd say forget your three attorneys. Don't even go to them. Either you find an estate planning attorney or wait till you go in and do the exchange in your name and then find, then ask the premier banker if they have a list of attorneys that they're working with Wells, and then you maybe you can work with one of them. And they're supposed to be reasonably priced, not that it's going to matter. You just want to get an estate planning attorney to work with you on creating that trust and then putting everything essentially in trust to protect you. Now, what's the ulterior motive for the bank? The bank is wondering whether you want to use them as a trustee in your trust. I would say don't do that unless you don't have any friends or any family that you want to work with that you trust. That would be your last resort, would be to let the bank be a trustee in your own money, in your own trust. That's just my opinion.
That's good. That's
okay,
really
Sue,
good.
Does that answer? Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah. And now you're clear on the class for, I already had somebody sign up. Bless their heart. Yeah. So 24th and 26th, and now we're on to Bob's segment.
Sue, what time of day are you going to do that 24th and 26th?
Always the same. Hold on a second.
So you're not going to be available for the big call if we had a big call then?
No, it's always at 7:30 to 9. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've done many classes. Yeah.
And Friday, or Friday and Monday, so I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, but I have some other engagements, so I can't do it like that. So this is more important to get it out, so that's how we're doing it.
Yeah, that sounds great to me. Yep. Okay, 24th, 26th. All right, thank you, Sue, and thank you for the question from our listener. I would say don't work with those three attorneys. I mean, look, you know, you just set it up when you can, you know, but get an estate planning attorney. That's what you want to find. An estate planner or an estate planning attorney. That's what you want. All right. I did have one more prayer request that I wanted to get out. Okay, so I'm going to pray and ask everybody to pray with me on this. The individual we're praying for is Matt and his family. And Matt's situation is it's sort of a job loss, but it might not be a complete job loss. It's a change, at least a change, in his job responsibilities and in, as a result, probably his income as a result. So we're going to pray right now that God would lead Matt and his family exactly in the right direction as to what his options are, because he has options, and to take him in the direction that God would like him to go into. And it might even be something completely different from what he's doing now. So, Lord Jesus, we're just going to pray for Matt and his family that you would give clear direction and that Matt and the desire of his family, that their needs would be met and that they would that their desires would be laid out for a clear path to the future of employment for himself and the family, and whether or not it is even going to be required in the very near future. Take him in the direction that you want him to go in, because he's casting his care upon you, and because you care for him and his family. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, Sue, thank you very much. Now, what's our time hack, Sue? Can you tell?
I can. It is 10 o'clock.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to do the intel, and I'm going to, before I do that, Bob was not able to make it tonight because he had a large dinner party that he was with for his mastermind conference. So he told me he didn't think he would be able to make it, but he'd try. And so that was a half an hour ago. So we don't have Bob, but what I have is the information to let you know to go to Bob's website, which is Boomers, and you go there by checking out BigCallUniverse.com. When you go to BigCallUniverse.com, our landing page has a banner at the very top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. Why do you want to go in there and check that out? Bring down the product menu, bring down the on sale tab, and you can scroll down and see all of the packages that are on sale, and you can see five different products that are on sale at 33% off, one-third off for now, okay? So go ahead and jump on these. These are very good and popular products. You're going to want to check those out. Many of you have signed up for Subscribe and Save, for Boomer Boost and Barley, and also Myotrol. I recommend that very strongly, that you add Myotrol to your subscription and pick that up in the meantime. Also, we're trying to see when are we going to receive the next shipment of our newest project, Collagen. Collagen, I didn't talk to Bob about it today, but I believe it's very close, like within a week of being available or so. And that'll be great to get that back in stock. So let anyone know in customer support whether you have a question or a need, or if you want to get some detail on anything that might not be available to you yet, go to the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, until the 8th of March, which I can't wait for Daylight Savings to come back, at 2 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, the 8th of March. Okay. So check those out. Check out the sales and take advantage of it, okay? I appreciate everybody doing that, and Bob will too. Let's see, what else? Today is Tuesday. I hope Bob can make it in on Thursday. We'll see. He might be able to make it in Thursday. Let's talk about where we are intel-wise. We've had people, Sue, asking about sort of the basic things that Jeannie brings up. What about debt forgiveness? What about the R&R? What about all that? Let's talk about debt jubilee or debt forgiveness. We have the understanding or the comprehension, if you will, that for J&K.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh, I never did that. Okay, good.
J&K, we are under the comprehension.
They're laughing so hard right now.
I bet they. Okay. I hope so. And I hope Leo's laughing too. So what we've got is we're being told that a lot of things we're all looking for are going to happen by the end of this month, which is 10 days away. Now, this includes zeroing out of credit cards, zeroing out of mortgages, which I think that could take, it could initiate and maybe take letters going out once that starts, you know, to everybody to let them know, hey, your mortgage has been zeroed out. So, but it's all supposed to initiate this month. Debt forgiveness. We're supposed to get they're calling it a DOGE payment. I think it's monies that have been taken from us that we're getting back. It's sort of like not R&R and it's not DOGE, but whatever it is, it's supposed to be a lump sum. And it gets pretty big. It's into the hundreds of thousands of dollars when you get older. Younger you are, it starts at the age of 18 and older, get it all the way up. And they said till 85, but obviously if you're older than 85, you'd still get it, but you'd probably get the same amount as somebody that's 85 would get. But it's big. It's a large chunk of change. And we're going to get it as a lump sum payment. Now, older people have a Social Security direct deposit set up where they get their social. And this, as far as I understand, this large payment would come into that same account. It's not Social Security, but it comes into the bank account that's tied to your Social Security. Does that make sense? Okay, that's how that's going to happen. Now, the tariff dividends, remember we've talked about that for, gosh, I don't even know how long. Has it been a year? When we've talked about that, President Trump said it'd be at least 2,000, maybe 2,000 or 3,000. Well, I'm hearing it could be between 2,000 and 5,000. 2,000 and 5,000. And that would come as a direct deposit. If they have your bank account information, it would come in as a direct deposit to you. And it would be for starting this month, meaning at the end of the month, for either 12 or 13 months. A couple of our sources said it'd go 12 months. A couple of them said 13 months. So let's just say it's going to go for a year, and we'll see if it goes beyond a year. Okay? And that's something that should happen by the end of this month. Now, we had two different sources give us the same information. One was with Social Security, and one was just a very well-connected intel, I don't want to say guru, but intel person, very high up. So we're going by that information. We'll see how that comes out. Otherwise, as far as increases in Social Security, that's another thing that is supposed to happen by the end of the month. Even if you've already had your Social Security Wednesday, which we've had two of so far, and the third Wednesday is tomorrow. But, because that's when Social Security payments go out, first, second, third Wednesday, and fourth Wednesday of the month. However, they have not paid the increased amount, which is significant for Social Security. It's going to be a bigger thing than we think. It's not going to happen. It could happen by the end of the month, and people that already received their first, second, and even their third Social Security payment tomorrow, they may get an additional payment that would give them the increase, okay? Now, between you and me, I'm going to say I've heard that before, but I've heard it a long time. And maybe it'll happen this month, and maybe it won't. Okay? We'll see what happens. I'm being told that it will, So we'll see if it happens or not. I would rather see the so-called Doge payment come in. That's a big lump sum starting at the age of 18. And I'd rather see the tariff dividend payments come in between $2,000 and $5,000 per month for 12 months. I always look pretty solid. If those happen, we're golden. Now, we're also golden if we move into the gold standard or our asset-backed currency. We're in the golden age. President Trump has said it. We've seen it in symbolism. We've seen it in pictures. You guys have seen references by President Trump to we're in the golden age. The golden age is here, that kind of thing. So we don't believe they're trading the USN as an asset-backed currency on Forex yet. We don't have confirmation of that. However, we know the banks are set up and ready to go with the USN. They have our USTN, our United States Treasury notes, which are the actual physical money, folding money, paper money, that's brand new, that's been in the banks for 2 years now at least, and it's in the redemption centers ready to go. So we're going to get access to that when we go in for our exchanges. Remember, they want us to take no more than about $3,000 in the new USTN currency, our new money. Okay? So you don't need to load up on that, but you can get a little bit of it if you want at the redemption center. Now, when we go in to do that, probably there will be something out there that'll let everybody know that's our new currency. People I'm talking to are saying they don't plan to announce it. I don't know why not. Why not have an asset-backed currency announced? You know, I don't know. Maybe they won't announce it. Let's just wait and see. But I think that the banks will have the money, and once they start using it and putting it out, everybody will realize, oh, this is our new money. I personally think it would be smart if they would give us some kind of a heads up when we go into the redemption centers so that we can use it if we desire to use it and not just put it away and hide it somewhere. All right, so that takes care of that part. So Nasara and Jisara are supposed to start at approximately the same time. The national National Economic Security and Recovery Act, NESARA, mm-hmm. National Economic Security and Recovery Act. And JSR is the same thing, Global Economic Security and Recovery Act. Those two programs, NESARA is for the United States and JSARA is for the rest of the world. And they have similar concepts to them. We have things in our NESARA bill that will take place. When will it start? I think it's already been alluded to, but I think it will start probably for us the day we start our exchanges. Now, what about our timing? I talked about us getting these things prior to the last day of the month, which is the 28th. We're not in a leap year. 28th of February is our last day. Now, between now and then, the next 10 days, starting tomorrow, next 10 days, I think this is what we're looking at. We have a situation where the government in Cuba and the one in Iran are about to change over to a more democratic society, a more democratic style of government. What it's actually called in each country will be determined by the people of each country. But I know that things are happening right now in both of those countries to effect those changes. And here's where we stand. When this information came out this afternoon late this afternoon, and it looks to me as what we're hearing is that based on how those two countries come around, we're anticipating them coming around making those changes in their governments by tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Now, if that happens, We've been told that we should get our notifications on Thursday. If it doesn't happen and they're not complete with the government changeover until Thursday, we would probably be notified on Friday. So the anticipation is that we'll get this done by tomorrow or tomorrow night for both of those countries, and we'll be rolling with notifications. And if we get notified Thursday, it's quite possible that we could begin exchanges on Thursday. Kind of depends on when the numbers come out. If the numbers come out early enough, we can set appointments and begin exchanges that day. If for some reason it's not tomorrow and it comes out Friday, we would start Friday and Saturday. So all 3 days are definitely in play. And to be perfectly candid, if we received numbers either Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, we would be able to start exchanges and go right through Sunday, right through the weekend. And so that's going to work well for a lot of people. So this is what our prayer is for everything to come to fruition as far as these governmental changes, and that they complete as soon as possible. We're going to speak by tomorrow so that we can get notified on Thursday. Redemption Center staff, a lot of them are waiting for another email on Thursday that'll tell them if they're coming in and at what time on Thursday. But we know that some people have already been told to be in the Redemption Center at 9:15 in the morning on Thursday. That gives me hope for a Thursday start. For Thursday emails, Thursday set appointments, and possibly Thursday exchanges to start. Now, that is where we are right now. And let's just believe that this is exactly what's going to happen. Then I believe, according to what I'm hearing, if Cuba and if Iran come to the party and are there complete by tomorrow night, then we're golden. And we would get our notifications on Thursday. All right? So that's where we are on that. And I don't know that there's anything else that I wanted to bring up. I think that covers everything that I had for tonight. Sue, did you have any last-minute comments or anything?
Just we always have backups. So talk about the class on the 24th and the talk about that.
We're talking
team,
about it right now.
Sovereign teams, they know about the people that need to know about the class will hear about it on Thursday. But it's really, if you're interested in building this new sovereign teams, go ahead.
Yeah, you can have sovereign. I'm just going to call it new team in the subject line. New team 100, because it's $100 and it's payable by PayPal if you have it. If you don't have it, just let Sue know. I don't have PayPal. But let her know, and you put your name and your phone number in the body of the email and send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And this is the new team. It's a new sovereign team, but it's a new, not a class. What is it? Not a class 10.
It would be class 226 and 27.
226 and 227. Wow, that's tremendous. That's good. Crazy. Congratulations, Sue. That's wonderful. Now, other not a class 4, you're making available if somebody wants to get the download, the audio of it. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. You're getting that.
And that's
also available.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sue.
And the sovereign teams, I'm kind of getting confused. I got distracted and then came back. So the sovereign teams is really what we're making available to the community, which is what you want to listen to so you're thinking in the new ways. It's like if you've ever been on a team, you've never been on a team, you've never hired people, you need this teaching to make sure you know what people are recommending to you, how to navigate that, how to pick the right people so that you get a really solid team of people that you love to see when you need to see them. And they're doing things the way you need to have them done. They execute well. That's why you want this class. If you're serious about your project, you need this class.
That's the future class, right?
No, you got them both called team.
No wonder you're confused, because you confused
me. We're both. I just drifted. So there's one that hasn't been announced, but that's going to come out on Thursday. And we're only focusing on the sovereign team, which is a previously recorded class
that
got rave reviews, not a class four. And you'll hear about our upcoming class on Thursday. We're not revealing that yet, only to the pod members. Yes, okay.
That is clarity. Thank you. Clarity factor. Thank you. Yep. Mm-hmm. So to get that, send Sue the email. In the subject line, put not a class four, sovereign team, something like that, and she'll know what it is. And then that's $100. So sovereign team, 100. Boom, there you go. And then that way, send it to Sue. integratedminds@hushmail.com, and put your phone number and tell her whether you have PayMail or not and your name in the body of the email. So she'll do that. That goes to integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. All right. Sue, thank you very much. Appreciate your involvement tonight. I think you did a great job. And we did go longer than I thought, but that's okay. That's okay. So let me do this. Before we hang up and turn off the recording, let's go ahead and pray the call out, okay? Lord God, thank you so much that you've given us a platform that we can work with to get this message out all around the globe. Thank you for the satellite team that has helped for so many months to get the signal out in as many as 200 countries. Thank you for Sue, for doing a wonderful job on the big call, for Bob, who's been great and is not available tonight, but is there every other time he can be there. And thank you for all of the listeners in Big Call Universe that have been listening to the big call for in our 15th year. Thank you for GCK and for Doug. Thank you for Jeannie and Pastor Scott and for anyone else that has been contributing to the big call, and of course the all-important pod. And thank you for all that you've done for us and everything that you're still going to do with us and what we're looking to do in our future with our projects and our new reset 2.0. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Good night, Sue. Thank you, everybody, for your participation, and have a wonderful wonderful night, and we'll see you Thursday. Same time, same station. All right? Good night, everybody. God bless.